Peter, let me begin tonight's shut-up, please. This is Mushi. Good evening. You're listening to Pine Cone Radio, 100.9 Pine Mountain Club, California. You just heard Robin's Imagination Station, and now it is time for Shut Up, Please. Now, since Peter's not here quite yet, we're going to try to talk to him about, some nice things. We're going to continue with Taurus and why a Taurus is really good for Peter. But right now, I'd like to tell you that for thousands of years, the use of genuine Sanskrit mantras and spiritual formulas has been practiced in order to work in very specific ways to reduce karma and to attune our minds, bodies, and spirits to the various invisible energies that exist in the universe. Now, systematic work with mantras also deepens our breath and automatically increases our ability to concentrate.
Mushi.
Oh, Peter, I was just instructing your audience about mantra meditations.
Oh, that's good, but this really isn't a spiritual show. We play those things Sunday early in the morning before people get up.
So nobody can hear them.
Kind of. Can we talk about something more pragmatic?
Oh, but spiritual things are always pragmatic, Mr. Guluru.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know what I mean. Something more secular.
Like the Zodiac.
Well, if you must, I guess we were in Taurus, right?
Yes, let me get my Libra book out. Okay, now, I forgot where we left off.
Something about Taurus being stubborn as a bull, I think.
Something like that. Lizzie, well, let's start from the beginning. It's an earthy, sensual sign. The Taurus is. And harmony comes from experiencing the physical world to the fullest, in other words, feeling good. Okay, so, you know, for example, Libra selects a sofa for the living room based on its color and style. You do that, don't you?
Oh, all the time.
Yes, I've seen you. I've seen you at IKEA, and there's Mr. Gulerud, and he's with all of his animation friends from his Disney days, and he says, ooh, look at that color. Look at that style. That's the one I want, the one with the funky stripes.
Okay, continue reading, please.
The scales want the couch to work with the size and the colors of the room. Now, Taurus will simply sit on the couch to see how comfortable it is. Was that how your old girlfriend was, Christiana?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, she'd sit on a couch and tell me how comfortable it is.
When you were picking one out together?
Well, we didn't move in together.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, Libra may mistake Taurus's deliberateness for laziness. Taurus may think Libra is too picky, but since neither sign likes to argue, they'll make every effort to smooth over conflicts.
And smooth the couch out, too.
Peter, sometimes you are so witty.
I know.
Sometimes, however, the way these two deal with disagreement can be frustrating. You told me your old girlfriend gave you the silent treatment when you had little disagreements. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I don't think you need to advertise it on the air.
And that when you were driving once on a long trip to go visit Melissa Pelzer, you had an argument and she sat there and you would say things like, can we talk about this? And she would just be silent with her arms across her chest.
Can you keep reading from the book? This is, you know, getting too personal here.
Libra loves a stimulating debate, which helps it find a middle ground. I've seen you do this with your friends in Pine Mountain Club. You like a stimulating debate. Not Taurus, though. The bull cares more about dinner than debating and will give in easily. This tendency to concede the point can be frustrating to Libra, who likes resolution. That's why you did not like the silent treatment. There was no resolution. And
yes, that's true.
And that's why you would keep saying while you're driving the car, can we talk about this? Are you mad? Or
yes.
Why you sit there and not say anything? Now, when the bull does argue, its opinions and arguments can be too dogmatic and heated for the detached examination of the scales. That's why you're no longer a conservative Lutheran, isn't it, Mr. Gullerud?
I guess you could say that.
Libra often evades this kind of argument, leaving Taurus as frustrated as the Libra. Now, another difficult area is old versus new. Taurus craves the old and familiar, kind of like that couch that you sat on.
Uh-huh.
Friends, clothes, food, and restaurants. They like the old stuff. Now, Libra loves new challenges and change and may get fed up with stodgy Taurus. Did you ever get fed up with Christiana?
Not really. She was a sweet girl. Just gave me the silent treatment on that.
Oh, I know you, Peter. I bet you got fed up with the silent treatment. Oh, he's giving me the silent treatment. Okay. Well, now, this potential conflict can be an advantage. If the scales broaden Taurus's world and the bull provides a stable nest where Libra can entertain new friends. And if Taurus doesn't care for the social world that Libra so enjoys and would rather stay home on the couch and watch a video, Libra must remember it's okay to leave your partner at home sometimes. Let them be a couch potato. Right, Mr. Gullerud?
Yes, sir, Mushy. Yeah.
Both signs prefer slow, romantic lovemaking. Ooh, this is the fun part. Your Taurus's sensual, calm nature reassures Libra when life goes too fast. Was Christiana like that, Mr. Gullerud? Was she slow and sensual?
No, that's none of your business, Mushy.
Oh, please. The people want to hear the details.
You're not going to get them.
Oh, you're such a party pooper. Now, the bull appreciates the refinement of Libra's romantic ways, so that can go good. Calm, sensual nature with the romance of the Libra. Realistic Taurus offers idealistic Libra tenderness, security, and sensuality. This could be the perfect balance for the scales.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Thank you. That was very fun. Here's our friend Scrappy's coming over here. Scrappy! What do you think of all this zodiac stuff, huh? We got like 3 minutes, four, 2 minutes.
Well, everybody with an IQ of an excess of 93 knows astrology is a preoccupation of the addle-brained. However, if a pretty woman asks your sign, don't demonstrate your wisdom by saying, Jesus Christ, you don't believe in that shit, do you? The best reply is simply guess, which identifies as a fellow believer. If she's asked for your sign, there's interest on her part. This means she hopes you're compatible, and therefore she'll pick a compatible sign for you. So when she makes her guess, reply, that's right, how did you know? At this point, she'll gladly give a long-winded explanation, feign interest. Once she started out believing you're compatible, chances are you will be compatible, partly because her attitude will create a self-fulfilling prophecy, partly because her attitude will create a self-fulfilling prophecy, and partly because avid astrologers constantly look for facts bearing out their predictions. And after all...
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Scrappy.
What is it, Mushy?
You are a doubter. You are a skeptic. You are a...
I don't believe in astrology, right?
Oh, you are what they call a curmudgeon.
No, I just don't believe in astrology.
You are a naysayer.
No, I just don't believe in astrology.
You are a... There's a word for that, but I know... You just don't know. You just don't know. You don't know. What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
See? Aries are very aggressive.
Yeah, well, how many intelligent men do you know who will listen to Spellbound while... Anyway. Oh, I gotta get out of here. Mushy. Peter, I don't like your friend.
Well, maybe he doesn't like you.
Oh, I like everybody.
Anyway, that's the end of Shut Up Tonight. Please stay tuned for Out of the Woods from John Colcord from Colby Sawyer College out in New London, New Hampshire. Wow, got it all right that time. And no jokes about cheese, too. So have a good one. Pine Mountain Club. See you next time.